Invest is one of the most well-known examples of dollar cost averaging in action. And really great what this does is it takes away, it doesn't eliminate, certainly, but takes away some of the market risk. You know, the market is going to go up and down over time, but, you know, by dollar cost averaging, consistently putting money away is really the greatest way to build wealth.
And of course, that, I mean, you're basically replacing a level of attention that isn't quite realistic, right? You're deciding to guarantee you purchase that extra every 2 weeks when that paycheck comes in, because to actually check whether it's worth it that week isn't necessarily cost effective in the end. Keep plowing through, keep accumulating, and you'll end up with a value in the end of it, basically, at least on average. It'll average out to being worth it in most cases.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Now, have I miscounted? Are we already at the end of the list, or do we have a sixth key?
Yeah. We are at number six here, the last one.
Wow. Well, hey, thank you so much for giving us some simple keys to tackling what, to me, I mean, I'm interested in it. It's something that I'm curious about. I'm part of a generation that may or may not have the same opportunities, but we can still make the most of what we've got, regardless of what we want to call it. We've got what we need to plan for our future. And with a little bit of help from folks like you at Pioneer Financial Consultants, we've got more than what we need. It's just a matter of planning, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's kind of that last key here is buy and hold, but don't forget, certainly, unless you plan to rely on luck, your portfolio's long-term success will depend periodically on reviewing it. Maybe economic conditions have changed, the prospects for a particular investment or an entire asset class. Also, your circumstances change over time, and your asset class will need to reflect those changes. For example, as you get closer to retirement, you might decide to increase your allocation to less volatile investments, as you may be using that money sooner, or investments that can provide a steady stream of income. Certainly, so like I said, it's good to buy and hold, but certainly don't forget. It's always good to review those things and make sure we're on the right track.
Right. So basically, inevitably, as we all know, time passes. And when that happens, things change and everybody's different. So strategies are different and there are very different strategies. And what strategy is right for you may change. And so a regular review with your financial consultant is really the only one size fits all approach. Yeah. Check in every once in a while with Matt Krieger here at Pioneer Financial. That's the only simple answer to how can I be sure in the long term.
Absolutely. And it's nice. One thing that we also do is create a financial plan that we can always, you know, fall back on and see, you know, over time, you know, are we hitting those goals that we want, that we set up, you know, with, you know, maybe right away or, you know, at some point in the middle of our journey. You know, we have those plans that we can check in and, like I said, make sure we're on the right track.
Excellent. Well, hey, the mountain doesn't necessarily seem smaller, but suddenly I feel like I've got the right boots on. I've got a climbing pick. I've got the oxygen bottle. I'm prepared for what I need for this journey. And thank you so much, Matt from Pioneer Financial Services, Matt Krieger. We've got a little bit of message for folks to play, but really quickly before top of the hour news, Matt, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231. We're also available on the web. On our website is www.pioneer-financial.net. There's a spot on there that you can contact us, and we will certainly be in touch with you after receiving that. So
excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate that greatly. We've got to get out of the way for that top of the hour news, but we'll hear again from you next week, Matt. Thank you for your time today.
Awesome. Yep. Thank you, Gray. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultant from Pioneer Financial Services. Check him out online. Give them a call, 715-748-3231. I've got a very quick message for you up next on 98Q before top of the hour news, weather, and sports. It is 9:04 on the 17th of June.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. 3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Less spending. Retail sales fell sharply last month after a spike in March, says the Commerce Department. Analysts say consumers are trying to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. The decline was driven by a drop in car sales. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, suddenly leaving the G7 summit in Canada. The president says he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Missiles between Israel and Iran exchanged, more air raid sirens, more attacks overnight here and again this morning. President Trump appearing to row back his remarks, saying he isn't warning people inside Iran. He wants them to be safe, but anything's possible.
The number of deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia has gone up to at least seven, says the governor. A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore hundreds of research grants cut by the National Institutes of Health. The judge calls the cancellations arbitrary and illegal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th, at approximately 11:58 a.m., Sawyer County Sheriff's Office received a report of a subject who entered an unoccupied residence on Sunsu Road in the town of Round Lake. The owners of the residence have no affiliation with the subject. The initial call reported the subject was armed with multiple firearms, and attempts have been made since the initial call to encourage the subject to cooperate and exit the residence. According to a press release from yesterday, negotiations are ongoing and this is an active scene. Currently, the subject is contained inside the residence and there is no danger to the public. The sheriff's office is requesting that the public avoid the area of Sunsu Road and will update as information becomes available. Saturday, June 28th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at UConn 51 in Hurley, there's a fundraiser benefiting the B-47 Memorial. This will be a pig roast with potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and chips. And will also feature live music, raffle baskets, and games. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at 7936 North Highway 51 in Hurley. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals, The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right read defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today, our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 98 Q Country.
I can hear him playing. I can hear the ringing of a beat up listen to the music playing every Friday night. Oh, I can hear them playing. I can hear the ringing of a beat-up guitar. Oh, I can hear them singing. Keep on dreaming, even if it breaks your heart.
Back at me, and it's all right, all right, yeah.
Darius Rucker, 98Q Country. That was all right indeed. Eli Young Band, Tim McGraw helping kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And like every hour, started with sports, weather, news, top and bottom of the hour on 98Q. Get some late birthdays in today. The 8 o'clock hour was full of all kinds of input from North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Ben gave us some good time today. And of course, Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, did too. You can find those often logged on our website, 98qcountry.com. If you missed any of those updates, like the six keys to simplifying investing, making it a more conquerable thing to those of us who look at it and say that needs to be conquered. Well, you can find that at 98qcountry.com. Some great advice there. Looking now at people born on today's date or celebrating anniversaries today locally, I've got an anniversary for Cheryl and Tim Hetzer celebrating today. Happy anniversary to you. And a couple of birthdays, too. To Sarah Season Dolly, happy 69th birthday to you from CG and Tim. And finally, Jim Jelena, happy birthday from Dawn today. Dawn, I swear, we got to start giving you a nickel commission for every one of these you submit. But at that point, I think that might be the first time, you know, she really needed a nickel. I wonder. There's probably some reason related to ethics that we couldn't do that. But Dawn, you are so awesome calling in all those birthdays. Happy birthday, happy anniversary to everybody celebrating today. If indeed you are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share it with a lot of people you might know. Like, if you like Doctor Who, for example, Jodie Whittaker, the first female Doctor Who back in 2017. Today, she's 43. Or if you like tennis, Venus Williams is turning 45 today. If you like comedy, Will Forte is 55. The actor you might know from The Last Man on Earth, MacGruber, Beer Fest. Of course, Saturday Night Live is also relevant, probably to all of those. Greg Kinnear is 62 today, one-time TV host. And a recipient of a nomination for Best Supporting Actor back in 98 for As Good As It Gets. He's also been in Green Zone, Bad News Bears, Autofocus, You've Got Mail, Sabrina. He also has created his own TV series, including Rake and House of Cards. I've got a last second birthday, Dustin Tremmel turning 33 today. Happy birthday to you, Dustin. And you almost got away with it, but nope, somebody called in at the last second, snuck that in for Dustin today. So we know you're aging today, Dustin, turning 33 today. I'm 31, so I just know that this age range is a very fun one. I woke up on my 30th birthday last year for a totally unrelated reason, just happened to have knee pain that day. And I just thought, that's a cruel joke. Like, it wasn't for no reason. I know why it was, but it just felt, really, my 30th birthday, I think, was the first one to wake up with knee pain. Rounding out the list today, I've got two country artists who you may know well. String Bean, the banjo-playing hee-haw star, and his wife, killed by burglars in Nashville on November 11th in 1973. He was just 58 years old, born David Aikman. String Bean, this day, 1915. And finally, Red Foley, same birthday as String Bean, Clyde Julian Foley, Country Music Hall of Famer. He passed on tour in Fort Wayne, Indiana at the age of 58 as well. Two country stars born on today's date, passed at the age of 58, 5 years apart. A weird little coincidence on birthdays today, but that rounds out the list. And happy birthday to all the locals celebrating birthdays and anniversaries today. Entered in to win that cake we'll draw for on Friday from Super One. I've got Austin Brume back in the studio. Austin, how's your day shaping up today?
Oh, it's shaping up all right. Just been planning meetings.
Excellent, excellent. Getting that news reported. Hey, Austin, if somebody knows of something that might be newsworthy, what's a good way to get a hold of you to let you know about what might be going on? They won't always make the air, of course. You know, you can't.
True.
You can't. You're not a pipeline for everybody who might.
I'm not an instant pipeline, and I do a lot of heavy sifting because we want things that we can actually verify to be true.
Yes,
might know it to be true, but unless we ourselves can confirm that, we don't want to put it out there because you never know.
Now, let's not put a damper on something that hasn't started yet. But
exactly.
That said, we just do have to be careful about it. But
I always do encourage people to send me anything you can really think of.
And where could they send that?
Well, I'm going to say I do have an email address. So I would say the email address would work that I have because that is just right available on our door, after all.
Gotcha. Would you care to share that with us?
That is austin.brumet, B-R-U-M-E-T, at civicmedia.us.
Awesome. So if you feel you have something newsworthy that you haven't heard on the radio, well, it may be because we haven't heard of it yet. It may be because it's not what we feel is right for radio, but we'll let Austin make that decision.
Nine times out of ten, if we don't report on it, it's just because nobody told us.
Or because somebody already did. You know?
Right.
I mean, not that we don't want to say things here that other people have said. Spreading info is spreading info after all.
Right, but we do want to make sure we're not stepping on toes on accident.
That said, free local news.
Absolutely. Tell me anything, please.
No. I mean, like, really. Find another one. Free local news.
Right.
Find another source.
You can turn your radio on any time of day, and you've got news.
We'll have some sort of local updates coming at you soon. I actually just got an update about Music in the Park that I'll share with you later this hour. Before we go to break here quickly and get a check of the weather that we bring you twice every hour on 98Q, I want to let you know that me and Big G goofed the last couple days, and I think as early as late last week, you've probably heard information related to the ADRC holding an event tomorrow in Phillips. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is tomorrow. The idea is provide communities around the world a chance to better understand the abuse and neglect of older persons, especially in the form of financial scams that have been on the rise. You might have even heard my voice in an ad about financial scams, and a seminar sort of event happening tomorrow. Well, we goofed. Remember, I said at the top here, we goofed. We copied the poster so that I would have a copy of it. We set that copier to black and white, and in doing so, we made some info vanish from that poster. And
that's magic.
That might happen now and again. I'm sure you've had complex relationships with Xerox machines. Well, in this particular case, we happened to wipe out the little spot that said RSVP to this event, and the info for you to RSVP. Long story short, if you were planning to attend that World Elder Abuse Awareness Day seminar given by Julia Wienendahl, staff attorney from Judicare, taking place tomorrow at noon at the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site at Phillips First Presbyterian Church on Avon Avenue. First, if you'd please today, give Cheyenne a call to RSVP. Reserve your spot for the presentation. Just a quick phone call to the phone number I'm about to give you. Let Cheyenne know that you plan to come to that tomorrow at noon at Phillips First Presbyterian. That phone number is 715-339-2158 to RSVP for that World Elder Abuse Awareness Day event. 715-339-2158. Cheyenne, my bad. Black and white. You know, it's the modern marvels of technology. It just feels like magic. I just hit the button. I don't think about it. Whoops. And info just vanishes.
That's the magic of a printer.
They say, I think it's some rule of quantum physics. Information cannot be created or destroyed. Whoever said that hasn't met me with a Xerox machine in my toolkit. We got a word from sponsors coming up next on 98Q. More local events this hour. The Morning Show in its last half hour covering for Joel today on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle. $5 for one ticket or 5 tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together. Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Partly cloudy today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
98 Q Country.
Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. That no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Wrecking ball dancing down the hall. Shoes wearing my shades. We fall against the door. We fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours. You lean in and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Head of mine keeps spinning, spinning around. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Head of mine keeps spinning, spinning
around. Tyler Hubbard.
All I wanna do.
This is my station.
AQ Country.
You've been singing that same old song far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby. No more loving like crazy till you take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down. You can't ride this gravy train anymore anyway. There's a price.
Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that.
sing without her, so make them drink strong, cause brother she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world. Sing without her, so make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth.
That was Whiskey Glasses. Gray here to finish up the last of today's morning show, covering for Joel throughout this week as he's on a much-deserved vacation. I had to give Joel a call yesterday because I don't know how to get through a whole day without him, and come to find out that he'd come down with a bug. So Joel, indeed, if you are listening to this, I hope you are feeling better, and I really hope that Rachel and I didn't give it to you. Rachel pointed out that you caught that not long after she and I got back from that music festival a couple weekends ago, and she and I were both feeling a little bit under the weather, but it was weird because it was all last week that smoke was still hanging out, and I think we're still dealing with less of that, but it's still happening up in Canada, so I don't know if that's still relevant, but I know we've got like a window AC unit in our bedroom, so I know that we were constantly piping in outside air that may not have been helping if the smoke was involved, but again, I don't know if it was from that music festival or because Rachel was a little bit under the weather when we got back, and I didn't start showing major symptoms until like Thursday of last week, but boy, still dealing with that, and again, Joel, regardless whether you got it from me or not, well, if you did get it from me, stop stealing from me. But either way, hopefully you're feeling better. We'll be covering for Joel this week with some help from Austin Brume. He's been in today. He's in right now. Big G weighed in yesterday. And tomorrow we've got a packed schedule for Reality Radio. Let me get that pulled up here. It looks like we'll kick the day off talking about Wednesday Night Live in Park Falls. And I've got something similar to share with you in just a moment here. But also tomorrow, we'll hear about the Masonic Golf outing. Lee Hanschke will be in. And Tom from Pure Earth Worm Farm to finish off that 8 o'clock hour in reality radio. We'll keep it going at 9 o'clock with Kendra from Embrace, weighing in every once in a while, talking about Pride Month tomorrow. We also have the Girls Night Out to hear from tomorrow on reality radio. We'll get Big G back in the studio indeed with the Kennan Truck Poll, with an extra special guest there too, and an update on the upcoming Customer Appreciation Day from St. Croix Rods. Discounted St. Croix stuff. What more do you need? Park Falls population is going to double on the back of that alone, I think, here. And that's coming up, too. So we'll hear from Jeff tomorrow to finish off reality radio. Today, though, before we get out of here, I wanted to share a couple things with you. We just had someone stop in. Ron stopped in to give us an update from the Park Falls Knights of Columbus. They're going to have a stand open starting Wednesday the 16th at Old A Park for Music in the Park. And this week they'll be serving beef franks, brats and sauerkraut, single and double third-pound burgers and cheeseburgers. Also, of course, Dan's world-famous beans, chips, Pepsi products, and water. The whole team hopes to see you there. That's the Park Falls Knights of Columbus with their stand at Music in the Park. That's tomorrow already. Holy cow, things are taking off. And speaking of things going on tomorrow here in the summer season, it's farmers market season. You been there yet this year?
I have, actually. I stopped by, did some interviews with them.
The fry pie. You guys brought those fry pies that were
absolutely... Those are awesome fry pies.
Oh, they were killer.
And I got the freeze-dried fruit that another stand had for sale. That was also good.
See, that's... I love the freeze-dried candy thing that's happening because it's just awesome. It's a very simple... I mean, it's a major move. It's expensive to do, but... At the end of the day, it's a very simple thing you can do to a lot of existing candies to make a big difference.
So, but like, for example, I've tried like the freeze-dried Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
Not that, an advertisement, obviously.
I think the Skittles are the starter one. Like, you start with the Skittles.
I started and I realized, have you ever had, they call it Angel Air candy?
Yes.
That is exactly the texture.
Yes, yep, you get that.
It's just like mini little things of Angel Air candy.
And it just keeps collapsing in that pleasant way. Have you done the freeze-dried saltwater taffy?
That's a thing.
That is an underrated one. You got to start with a small piece because it's one of those ones that blows up really huge. But if you see somewhere that's doing the saltwater taffy, I think that one is uniquely good. It's very similar because it you've got a lot of air in it, like the Skittles, but it melts quicker. It's a little softer. Those Skittles, you know, like you could feel that if you kind of ate them roughly, if you will, they'd kind of bite you back. They've got some resistance to them. The saltwater taffy, when freeze dried, gives a little sooner. But as I was going to say, I love that because it also waterfalls into other things. People are freeze-drying fruit and drying all kinds of silly stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of messes in kitchens.
Right.
And but inside.
The fruit turned out really good.
Fruit's a great one. Absolutely. I mean, freeze-dried strawberries, berries of any kind
bananas.
Are especially good. I haven't done the bananas.
Well, they're good.
Do you end up with something with more give to it than your average banana chip? Because
I'd say it does have more give than the banana chips. The banana chips, you bite them, you swear you're about to lose a tooth.
Yeah, they don't want to be eaten.
No.
And that's fine.
They're upset about being eaten.
If I was a food, I wouldn't consider it my duty to be eaten, so I think I'd go that banana chip route and say, you've got to deal with me.
Gray Banana Chip Gunderson.
No, we've clearly gone off track here, Austin. I think it's time we end the morning show. We've got clear evidence that we haven't done our job today.
Speaking of clear evidence, remember you can send any news over to austin.brumet@civicmedia.us.
Nice. That was a segue.
Last name is spelled B-R-U-M-E-T.
Austin.brumet, B-R-U-M-E-T @civicmedia.us. I did want to highlight that it is farmer's market season because I've got an update from Linda at the farmer's market with some of the things you can find there this week. That, of course, is just north of us here in the parking lot of Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., you'll see that sign there as you're traveling on 13. Looking like maple syrup, honey, lettuce. Of course, we've got the produce, spinach, radishes, asparagus, variety of other vegetables, and the baked goods, of course, breads, donuts, pies, mushrooms, though, too, lion's mane, wild rose jelly, white clover jelly, rhubarb strawberry jam, beef, freeze-dried fruits, dog biscuits, vegetable plants, flower plants, house plants, including succulents, a bit of jewelry. There's some crafts going on, too, like bird feeders, bird houses, butterfly house flowers, and more succulents. Most vendors at the farmer's market also accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, senior market coupons, and the farmer's market, as of last year, is a member of the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Therefore, Use your chamber bucks at the farmer's market. And this year, they're partnering with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. The farmer's market is super grateful for community support from vendors, from sponsors, from you. Sponsors include Northwoods Community Credit Union, North Lakes Community Clinic, the Park Falls Lions, and Forward Bank. The farmer's market, 2 p.m. to 5:30 tomorrow in the parking lot of Crisis Servant Lutheran Church.
And remember, if you don't see a product there or you're looking for some specific produce, absolutely talk to the vendors.
Ask about it, yep.
There's a very likely chance that it's just not in season yet. And if you talk to them, they can kind of tell you, because you have to remember, the vendors, they're at the mercy of the weather, just as much as anybody else.
Also, if you see rhubarb sweetbread and you don't see me, you have two choices. Get it before I show up and get it all, or bring it to me, because something's wrong. I need that rhubarb sweetbread.
Yeah, so just keep in mind, we do accept donations of rhubarb sweetbread at the radio station.
And other various baked goods. We aren't stingy.
Well, we always love seeing baked goods come through. We are willing to offer a free tasting program.
Austin, what say you wrap up? What say you we wrap up the morning show with that today?
I'd say so before Mike McKay gets a bit antsy. We're getting close to his time.
I wanted to remind you, though, like I said earlier, Big G and I goofed yesterday. We made a copy of a flyer, and in doing so, removed some critical info from it. So let's keep it short and simple to say, if you're planning the ADRC seminar tomorrow on World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, it's happening at the Presbyterian Church. First of all, plan to attend it if you'd like to add some tools to your toolkit to help you fight against those financial scams that target the elderly and the aging.
And those scams are only getting more common, unfortunately.
They are, and I don't want to scare you, but that said, preparedness is part of living here in the Northwoods.
We absolutely all know it can save a lot of headache and financial, well, tragedy sometimes.
We've got to be prepared. We've got to put in a little bit more, and those two things go hand in hand. So prepare yourself by attending tomorrow at noon, Phillips Senior Nutrition Site at the First Presbyterian Church. But where we goofed is you've got to RSVP. Just make a simple phone call to Cheyenne, 715-339-2158. Let Cheyenne know you're planning to attend that seminar tomorrow, 339-2158. That'll do it for today's morning show on 98Q, but stay tuned. Mike McKay's coming in for the midday, 10 to 2, and I'll be back all gray all day today, though I am traveling down to Wheelway today. I've got a live remote broadcast there all the way from 2 p.m. until about 4:30. So I'll have to bust back here halfway through the 4 o'clock hour to talk some football with you while I can find the time. But yeah, I'll be back at 2. Mike McKay, until then, we're 98Q Country. Gray here with Austin Brume. You are fantastic people. Stay tuned. See you later today.
98Q Country.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by the Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store with over 22,000 items in stock for all your household projects.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally, as the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Summer's in full swing. Road trips, weekend getaways, and plenty of miles on your engine. Keep your vehicle running strong with Lucas products from your Park Falls CarQuest Auto Parts. Buy one select Lucas oil product and you'll get the second one for 50% off. Boost fuel performance and protect your engine and give your transmission the TLC it deserves with your local CarQuest. CarQuest Auto Parts, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, locally owned and community driven.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country. Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina. Catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got us, take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods. Yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go. But if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April, says a report